Our God does lift us up higher and higher, especially in the midst of difficulties and problems. Tonight, the last verse of the gospel reading for tonight, the prayer that Jesus prayed for his disciples, he prayed for us as well. Once again, from John chapter 17, verse 11, Jesus' prayer for you and for me also is, "I remain in the world no longer," Jesus says to his heavenly Father, "but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may continue to be one as we are one." It began like any other night. They were settled in their seats and on their way. One was the dean of a college finishing his PhD. There were two men. One was a software guy, and the other was a water treatment executive. Each of them had teenagers at home. There was a woman who was the head of her corporation, and there was a young U.S. sailor. He was attending the Naval Academy in Annapolis, and he was going to be a Navy SEAL. And then it happened. What happened was the Amtrak train that they were on was going 100 miles an hour and derailed. When it derailed, three others, in addition to those five, eight people were killed, and there were many others who were injured. What had those people done so that they deserved that? Nothing. They were simply taking the train. So why did it happen? Because we live in a sinful world. You heard this past Monday that there was thousands of children who were at a concert in Manchester, United Kingdom. Suicide bomber came as the concert was over, killed 22 of those children and injured many others. One of the children was 8 years old. What had they done to deserve this? Nothing. Why did it happen? They were simply at the concert, but it happened because we live in a dangerous world. We live in a world full of sin. We try and protect our children. We try and protect ourselves as well. Anywhere from putting sunscreen on the little ones or maybe some insect spray to try and protect them from sunburn and sunscreen, to putting those plastic plugs in the electrical places so that the little ones don't stick their fingers into there, to car seats, to all kinds of ways of trying to protect our little ones. We maybe have a house alarm that we set to try and keep burglars away and try and protect ourselves for that. We have policemen, we have firemen, we have the CIA, we have all kinds of ways of trying to protect ourselves from danger. And yet, danger still happens, doesn't it? Terrible things still happen. We live in a very dangerous world. We live in a world where, even though no one deserves it, terrible things happen. And when terrible things happen, we wonder about that. Terrible things happen because of sin. There are sinful people. There are people who decide to do things that hurt and harm one another. But not only are there sinful people in this world, but as Pastor read for us in 1 Peter chapter 5, the devil's around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil too comes, and so not only are we living in a world where physically we can be harmed, but the devil can come. And he can get us in all kinds of different ways of tempting us and carrying us away and ruining our lives and possibly ruining the lives of others. So what can we do? What can we do in a situation like this where things are so terrible for us? Well, I don't remember if you know Star Trek or not. There it is. Do you remember "Beam Me Up, Scotty"? I've prayed that a number of times. Maybe you have too. Situations have gotten really bad. Situations have gotten very difficult. Sometimes maybe it's a loved one who is suffering so much, and you just wish that the Lord would beam them up into heaven and take them from that suffering. Sometimes it's difficulties or things that are happening in this world and just fed up with those kinds of things and saying, "Lord, take me out of this situation. Just take me up to heaven." Maybe we're praying the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come. And we say, right now, Lord, your kingdom come right now. Won't you have it, Lord, right now? Jesus answers this in his prayer for us as he prays this high priestly prayer in John chapter 17. He prays the fact that I will remain in the world, Jesus says to his heavenly Father, no longer, but we are still in the world. Jesus says, I am coming to you. He was speaking this on Maundy Thursday, but he's talking about the ascension this past Thursday, the ascension of our Lord. Jesus wasn't beamed up into heaven, but Jesus ascended into heaven. You remember Elijah in the fiery chariot? He was taken to heaven. You remember who walked with God? Enoch walked with God and was no more. God could take us away from this world into heaven, but Jesus says, no, don't take them out of this world, but protect them by the power of my name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. And he prays, protect them from the evil one. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have Jesus still with us? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have Jesus right there when we need him, to be able to touch him and feel him and to have his presence with us? Kind of like Mary at the tomb on Easter Sunday, wanting to hold on to him, and Jesus says, don't hold on to me. I haven't ascended to my Father. Like Thomas, who says, I want to be able to see and touch. Don't we sometimes wish that we had something tangible for that? Jesus gives to us that gift of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Jesus gives to us his name. He gives to us his name and the power of his name. He gives to us his true body and blood in the Lord's Supper. He gives to us his word as well as his sacraments. He gives to us that great assurance that he is with us, that he is with us in spite of the things that happen in the world that we have. We need his constant presence. We need him, especially in times of difficulty and suffering. One of the greatest lessons, one of the greatest things that we can learn is, how do we live through the difficult times in our lives? How do we live through the sufferings and the disappointments and the big road bumps that are in our lives? How do we help out someone whose body is frail and is getting sick and dying? How do we sit and watch a loved one who is suffering and dying? How do we help someone who has suffered because of someone else's sin, because of someone else doing something, or the pressures of life that are there? All these kinds of things. How can we deal with suffering? Well, two ways. Either we can become bitter and angry at God, or God can work through those things and make us better. I read this week of a story of Elizabeth Hansen. Elizabeth Hansen was a medical missionary in Central Africa. She served the Lord faithfully for many years, but one night the raiders came in and raped her in her tent. Terrible thing that happened to her. She writes, as that happened, I cried out, Lord, why are you letting this happen to me? And she said, almost in an audible voice, I could hear the Lord say, you are my very own. You are mine, body, soul, and spirit. They're not only doing this to you, they're doing this to me. Trust in me. Elizabeth says that she got through that, didn't talk about it much, but she said years later, as she was talking at a woman's retreat, the Holy Spirit seemed to lead her to share that very horrendous story that happened to her in her life. She hadn't planned on doing it, but she shared that story, and after she shared that story, she went on with the rest of her presentation. And then she said, at the end, after she had finished up, there were two young girls that came up to the front, and after everyone else had left, the two young girls were there. And the older of them said, Elizabeth, this is my 13-year-old sister. She was raped 2 months ago and hasn't spoken since that time. And Elizabeth said, by the power of Jesus, she was able to share Jesus with that little girl. She was able to talk to her about the love of Jesus and the power of Jesus and to help her out. That little girl then became a church worker and someone who continued to grow and to help other people out as well. God worked through that terrible thing that happened to Elizabeth to make her better. Jesus prays to the Father and he says, I don't pray that you take them out of this world, but that you protect them by the power of my name. Protected by the power of God's name. How important it is that we have that name of Jesus, knowing that no matter what it is that happens in our lives, Jesus is in charge. And Jesus can and does work his good out of it. It is still necessary that they be in this world. God's word says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, but how can they call on the Lord in whom they have not heard of? And so God leaves us here. He gives to us that great privilege of sharing Jesus, to sharing Jesus through all the different trials and difficulties in our lives. Jesus says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of this world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Yes, protected. Protected with the name of Christian. Protected with the name of Jesus Christ. Satan has to leave when Jesus Christ is here. We are protected by that name. Now, as we live our lives and as we do those things, we don't have to be like Elizabeth, the terrible tragedy that happened to her, but it can happen through random acts of kindness. Joanne Markshausen, one of the teachers, has shared this devotion a number of years ago, and it talks about how Jesus works through the lives of little Jamie. Little Jamie had said to his dad that morning, Dad, I really want to see Jesus. And his dad said, Jamie, you'll see Jesus today. Really, Dad? Yes, Jamie, you'll see Jesus. So Jamie went out, and as he was playing, he saw a little girl who was very sad and lonely. And he went over and put his arm around her and talked to her and helped her to feel better. As he was eating his peanut butter sandwich, he sat down next to a man who was sitting at the bench who looked pretty hungry, and he shared his peanut butter sandwich with that man. As he was coming home, he saw one of the workers who was mowing the lawn, and he was perspiring terribly and needing a drink of water, and he got a drink and gave that drink of water to the man. His 85-year-old neighbor, as he came home, was outside, and so he stood there and he talked with a neighbor for a while. That night, his dad came to him and said, Jamie, did you see Jesus today? Jamie said, no, I didn't see Jesus at all. And his dad said, yes, you did. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it for me. The act of kindness, the great blessing of the name of Jesus through little Jamie, through those random acts of kindness. What a wonderful way of sharing the name of Jesus and being protected by that name. We are protected by the name of Jesus Christ. We are protected and guarded so that there's absolutely nothing in this world, nothing that can come, not even the devil, not even death. All of these things, as Paul writes to us, I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor the height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ in that name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Protected by the name of Jesus. How powerful the name of Jesus is for you and for me, and we get a chance to share that through random acts of kindness, through other ways of sharing the name of Jesus in that precious name. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered on Jesus Christ, protected by the power of his name unto life everlasting. Amen.